104.4, 931. David Guetta, Sia, it's Flames. Well, after an incident on an airline in America, it got us discussing this. Going up to someone and saying that you're overweight or you put on weight or you're fat.
Just a comment. Body shaming someone. What right do you have to do that to someone else?
Yeah, I know. And I don't think it's right that we do that. And I was saying it's happened to me personally over the last couple of months. And, you know, I've got a pretty strong head. I get hate and I can have people tell me that. For other people, I feel like it's not. It does stick with you. And having someone just randomly that you don't even know especially just say that to you, I think is so wrong. And I think we've got to put a stop to it. But we'll open up the phone lines to you, 04-423-1000. Anonymous, what do you want to say?
Hey, Chris, good morning to all you guys.
Good morning.
Just driving to work, so I had to listen to your conversation. And what my personal point of view, which I wanted to highlight is, you did bring up the fact that, you know, people talk about, you know, the others being fat. So I have two instances which I'm encountering as of right now in my life. So I just thought I'll, you know, just share it with you. First thing is, I am not a very, you know, physically, or I would say healthy looking person. So I'm on the skinny side. So what my say is, you know, it's not about only people shaming the others because they're fat.
Yep.
Even the guys like us. Or like me, I would say, where I get shamed and I be called names like sack of bones and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I agree with you. It's not about being fat. It could also be about skin. It could be about anything. It could be about having a pimple on your nose and someone going up, oh, look at the pimple on your nose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we've got another Anonymous on the phone. Hey, Anonymous, what's going on with you? I'm talking
Hi.
To you. Yeah, how are you? You all right?
Hi. So I was just telling Preeti as well. I'm currently pregnant. I'm in my first trimester.
Yep.
But I haven't announced my pregnancy yet, not at work, and only my immediate family knows. So I have people coming up to me and saying, hey, you've put on a bit of weight. I mean, I know that because I'm growing a person inside of me.
Yep.
But it's not something I want to talk about. So what you said is so true. You don't know what the other person is going through, but other people just feel the need to, you know, want to comment about it, which is a bit insensitive on their part. But I just, you know, like I'm like, I just brush it off. Because I know what I'm going through.
Yeah, but the fact that someone's actually telling you if you weren't pregnant as well, it'd probably be a lot harder for you to go through. Ali, what are your thoughts on this, Ali?
Okay, I 100% agree with you. Like, people should kind of ease up on this whole shaming thing. Mm. But at the same time, I mean, there's a double-edged sword to it. Like, back in, like, when we were growing up in the 90s, and, you know, like, people used to, like, you know, you get bullied in school, or, you know, people call you names and all this stuff. It kind of puts you on a thicker skin. It kind of develops who you are. And either pushes you or not pushes you back. But as a society now, when you have Instagram, when you have all these fake filters and all that stuff, people have this portrayed image where if you don't look like what we're seeing on TV or on Instagram, you're not fitting into society. And this is the hugest problem that I'm seeing now. I mean, I'm in the fitness world. Like, I do competitions and, like, all this stuff. But people come up to me and like, how do you have this body? How do you have this? How do you have that? I'm like, dude, this is just like lifestyle. This is what I do. But that doesn't mean I'm better than you in any way. You could be more educated than me. You could be more, have a better life than me.
But, Ali, I get you. But, like, what frustrates me as well, man, is, like, there'll be guys at the gym who are on all different types of substances who will come up to me and say to me, oh, you put on a bit of weight. And I'm like, dude, yeah, I'm not pumping things into my body. You know what I mean? Like, this is me.
100%.
You know what I mean? And 100%. That's what really frustrates me. A lot of these guys that you see at the gym and who are training are, like, out there going, hey, yeah, do this and do that. And you guys should be, I'm like, dude, hold on a second. Know where your place is to talk. You know what I mean? And I think getting thicker skin, which is what you said, is cool. But at the same time, going up to someone, especially, I mean, a male is wrong, but especially a female, and going up to them and saying, hey, you put on some weight or you look fat, like someone did to our very own Maz last week.
It's so unnecessary to comment on any attribute of another person.
I agree.
It is unnecessary, whether, as you said, it was a pimple, you look tired, you put on weight, you lost weight, you're too skinny for your own good. Any of those comments are unnecessary.
Take one more call. Anonymous, another Anonymous, top line here. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Oh, you can't. Don't tell me your name. You're Anonymous. I get you. What's up?
Well, Chris, I was known as the class cow at school.
Hold on, darling. I can't hear you well. Can you put that phone to your ear for me, darling? I really want to get this message across.
Okay, hi, Chris. I was known as the class cow at school.
The class cow or clown?
Cow, C-O-W, cow.
Oh, my gosh.
I was the fattest child in the class.
Wow.
That's too much, Chris, and I know you're emotional talking about it, but this could actually be a pivot point in many people's lives as well. Because today, I'm the thinnest person, well, not the thinnest, I'm one of the thinner people in the class when I go to my high school reunion. So while I was ridiculed as a child at school, I also turned it into a positive. And it's become a way of life, exercising and running and eating healthy. So it depends on how you take it. It could also be a pivot point in your life, and you can turn it around.
Anonymous, you're totally right. But not everyone can take it into a positive like
100%.
Yourself. You know?
And wouldn't you have rather gone through your entire child life not being called the class cow?
Chris, you know what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That's a good attitude. Where are you from, South African?
I'm Julie, by the way. I don't mind being anonymous.
Are you South African?
I'm absolutely
proud. Yeah, you guys are strong. That's why. You guys are next level. You guys are all strong. You guys are good. You're built tough. I like it. No, I know what you're saying. Turn the negative into a positive. It's just not everyone has that attitude that you have, you know, and it can affect them. And that's what causes sort of like eating disorders and you know, different sort of stuff like that. So I'm just saying, like, from our point of view here is just think before you say something to someone.
Agreed.
Especially if you don't know them. Like,
totally.
If you don't know these, if you've never met this person or you're on social media just putting a comment on someone's gram, you know, you don't know these guys. You don't know what they're going through. Well done to that guy. This is where it all stemmed from, on the airplane that stood up for that young